are listening to the Minder Podcast.
Welcome to episode 44 of the Minder Podcast in association with Minder.org. I am your host, Paul Stenning. Thank you to everyone who wrote to me or commented on the Diana Malin episode. It seems the general consensus was you all feel Diana is just Debbie when she is older, which just goes back to something I regularly marvel at, how good the casting was when it came to Minder, which is also why we still love the characters. As promised, albeit a little later than intended, here is a bonus interview with Diana. She had told me that she wanted to follow up, as she had something she wanted to tell me. I was, of course, intrigued, and we had another 20-minute conversation, our fourth altogether. So now you too can hear what Diana had to say. We cover kissing Dennis Waterman, cuddly Big Mickey, training at drama school, why she stopped acting, loving London, her current health situation, and the real Patrick Malahide, plus a special message to you, the fans of Debbie and Minder. So let's get straight to it with episode 44 of the Minder Podcast, in association with Minder.org. So you said you wanted to talk again because you remembered something that was important, I believe you said.
Well, not so important, but I can remember the first time that Dennis Waterman and I had to kiss in a scene. And I said to him, oh, I said, we better have a little practice because if we're supposed to be in a bit of a relationship, you've got to know which way your heads go or how it's going to be with your arms or feeling or whatever. So, yeah, different things like that.
And how was it? Because I remember someone told me, I can't remember who it was now, but they said he was a very good kisser. I don't know if you remember that.
I don't know about that. It wasn't too technical and too intimate, but it was like a sort of stage come believable kiss, you know, what you have to do. You know, it's not quite the same as with your partner or something.
No.
But yeah.
Because it must be weird trying to do that, especially on camera and everything.
Oh, you get used to it. I mean, it's all part of the script, it's all part of the, if you're into the character, you know, all part of what's going on at the time. So try to make these things look real. If you're feeling it as much as possible, yeah.
You did tell me as well that you went to drama school, which I don't think we spoke about because we didn't get into that. So was there anything that, is that just simply a case of training for, say, those types of things where, where you can,
but
just
they don't
be
train you to kiss somebody. No, but you go through the whole thing, you know, modern Shakespeare, you know, the whole thing. So I'm pleased, you know, learning how to let go or keep it in, or you go through the emotions, working with different people on stage, making a sort of a relationship that people can believe in. Like, well, like on television, it could be the first time you've ever met, do you know what I mean? But supposed to have been in a long relationship, so these things have to be quickly at the tip of your hand, so to speak, you know, so you know what's going on.
So which drama school did you attend?
I went to Mount View for 3 years.
Right. And how old were you there?
I don't know, I think maybe I was 27 or something, and I was older. Yeah, a lot of people are about 19, 18 when they go to drama school, some people 21, but well, it doesn't, you know, it just where it fitted in your life, you know, I went to drama school, so yeah, that's when it happened for me. It was a good time, I'm glad I went. You know, I've worked with lots of actors that hadn't been to drama school, but you know, a little while in the business, you soon get hold of it, the sooner, well, I suppose that's what tells a great actor to not so great, doesn't mean if you've been to drama school, you're going to be absolutely fabulous. It just shows you the way that you could be.
So it was quite, that's quite a specific thing to go there, isn't it? It's like a real, it's becoming, or you want it to become a vocation. But like you said, you're a bit older, so what was, at what point did you want to become an actress and then actually decide to...
very, very early.
Right.
From the minute I could, you know, I used to go dancing classes when I was very, very, very young and different things like that. I've always been on the stage. I love it. I love performing. I love the audience response. I love everything about it. The curtain call even, you know, absolutely everything, yeah, yeah. Really enjoyed it, drama school, yeah.
I'm not sure, I think we did go into why you sort of didn't go back on Minder and maybe do more TV and things, but did you, say like in the late 80s and early 90s when you could have carried on doing more and didn't, did you have an agent or did... Did you just kind of?
No, I had an agent at the time. I did theatre and television work. And then later on, unfortunately, I developed cancer. So, yeah, I had kidney cancer. Well, I've got kidney cancer. So, that's always been with me. But I'm in remission now. And, yes, that was a big sort of hole in my life, you know, a bit of a knockback at the beginning. So, yeah.
And how did you deal with that then? All of a sudden, if you've got to sort of stop work and all of this kind of thing and deal with that, how do you think you managed, looking back? What did you do to kind of...
I don't know, to tell you the truth. Mm. You just go on from one day to another. You don't quite... realize how ill you are. I lost a lot of weight. I didn't have too much weight to lose at the beginning, but I think I went down to about 5 stone.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was very tiny, very tiny.
Because, I mean, that's a horrible thing to have to deal with. And, I mean, I know you, when we first spoke, you were... Is it that you get regular checkups now for that? Is that what?
Oh, yes, yes. I've got an oncologist. I came out the other day and he said to me, nothing's spread, which is what you want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came out feeling quite good. I mean, I suppose it's always gone on, but a lot of people didn't talk about it years ago. It seems to be now. Every other person's had cancer or got cancer in their family or knows a friend or something. But I had radiology. And obviously that was a big help. So and regular checkups, but the hospital's very good. They keep an eye on you. And obviously if there's any problems or anything, you can always give them a ring. You know, they're very helpful. The nurses there and everybody, doctors are easy to talk to. Yeah.
Was this a, when it first, kind of when you first found out, was that kind of the end of everything else? Or did you make a sort of mini comeback at any point doing stage or anything?
Well, I've done things since. I mean, obviously, when you start to get a bit better and everything, because I think it hits you, first of all. But I think it's mind over matter, to tell you the truth.
Mm.
It's like anything. I suppose it's like your job. If you've got a cold or you're not feeling it today, you're not going to phone in and say, well, you know, I had a bit of a late night last night, or my friends disappointed me. You've still got to go on the next day, haven't you? Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And so
it's the same in the business. You just go, well, I don't know. I love doing it anyway. So to me, it was a pleasure. Well, my wife and whatever name you want to put on it, I really enjoy acting, being a different person, or even being yourself, more so when you're on television, because it shows absolutely everything through the camera's eye. Yeah.
Hello, lover. Oh, bad timing, eh?
Penny, this is Debbie. Just a friend.
Just?
But you don't have to go just yet, do you?
Well, I said was, can I have a word with you alone?
Don't worry, Debbie, I'm not leaving on your account. I've got to go into town for an hour or so anyway. Have a night, Terry.
Yeah, but hold up. Look, can you hang on a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Give you a lift. Then we can discuss whatever in the motor, can't we? I'll get me jacket. Help the lady on with her coat. All right.
Yeah. Thanks again then, Terry. Bye.
See you later. I didn't suss anyone.
No, he put me right outside the club the other two times. Sorry for wasting your time, Till.
No, I'm silly. Oh, come on. I'll see you home, all right?
No, that's all right.
Don't be daft. There you go, love.
All right. Oh, aren't you coming in for a bit, Tel?
Do you want to rephrase that?
No, not really.
Well, no. No, it's a nice thought, but no, I'm a bit busy.
Yeah, I get it.
No, straight, I've got things to do.
It's all right, Tel, no sweat. See you tomorrow then, will I, down the club?
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks again then, Tel.
Yeah.
You know, they're only glorified waitresses. They're not that much different to us.
Well, I mentioned to you a few people, and you didn't quite remember them by the actual names, but you said you might remember them as characters. So there were two in particular that I wanted to see if you recalled. One was the guy who played Mickey in Looking for Mickey, big tall chap with the curly hair. Do you remember him?
Oh, very much so. Yes, yes, big guy.
Yeah.
Tall and big and cuddly, very large. But he was fabulous. I don't know, we just got on with it, clicked. It was nice. It wasn't a big deal or anything. Yeah, felt very comfortable with him. Yeah. Considering I couldn't talk till I was five, I think I've made up for it. I went in the profession that you don't stop talking in. Yeah. That was a difficult time for my mum up and down the country. Oh, she'll be okay. She'll do it one day, you know, in a few years. Few years, my mum was going. Anyway, it did happen. And I never stopped since. It's funny that, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a good thing, eventually.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you can tell that you had a good rapport with him on screen.
Yeah.
Or it seemed that anyway. So you were like that off screen as well then?
Yes, I think really people are very, you got all, both, you know, everyone's got the same nerves, the same excitement, the same everything. You just, I don't know, you just come, I've never worked with anybody I've had a problem with, on or off the television. So it's good. And I don't know, I've never experienced, but I guess if there is a problem, you've got a director sort of like keeping everything under control. But I didn't have a problem, you know. So Yeah, it was fine. It was really good.
Do you remember Sergeant Chisholm, the police officer with the receding
oh,
hair?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, he was funny. I mean, off screen. But then as soon as the camera rolls, the straight face comes up. You know, like to be. But, yeah, that was fun. So that used to tickle me a little bit.
So he was quite different.
How strange he could be. On set, you know, when we were acting together, yeah.
So he was more fun off set then. Sorry, off actual filming, he was more laid back.
Yeah. Well, everyone's nice. I think everyone comes into work with the right attitude. Really, I think if they don't last long in the business because people have got to work with them. The director, you've got to be able to take direction. You know, I think they wouldn't last too long if... and then, of course, there's lucky breaks. There's so many people that want to be actors nowadays. You know, it's always been tough, but I think nowadays it's even tougher. It's even tougher. But there's lots of outlets, you know. You've got the internet, you've got all kinds of things. And also I remember there was a time when I wasn't getting any work at all. And I thought, well, I'm not having this. So I used to do lunchtime theatre at the Pinder of Wakefield pub. About an hour and a half lunchtime theatre. People are eating and drinking and you're doing your little acting. They used to, like, make a little stage set. I don't know if that still goes on, but that used to be quite good, you know.
So you mean...
So you've got your evening spree.
Putting on a show in a pub, you mean? That kind of thing?
Pardon?
You mean just doing a show in a pub?
Yes, it's called Lunchtime Theatre. Have you never heard of
it? I've never seen that in a pub, no. Maybe it's more of
Yes, I don't know if they still do it, but it was quite a big thing a few years ago. Yeah.
Mm.
Anyway, you know, it's a good way to, if they have, like, variety acts on a pub or anything like that, you can sort of suggest that you do, like, a short play or entertainment. Most people are open to it. I can remember doing that. Ain't that going down very well? Because they've all had a drink and so you're very well received. So, like, yeah, very good. Good memories.
I just want to ask you about... So, I think you still live in London, don't you? You live in North London, is it?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, the specifics, I think for a lot of people who watch the show, and I think people are quite happy to hear that someone's sort of in that area, especially now, and because they have a strong association with the area and where things were filmed and the locations and all of that. Do you think that, it's probably a really obvious question, but I think people want to hear that you associate with the area, and that obviously it's changed over the
Although
years.
When we shot The Minder, we did most of the filming in Hammersmith.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. So did that feel like it was out of your comfort zone a bit, or did you like it around there?
Oh, I don't know. You're on set and you're doing what you have to do. You're not exactly touring the actual town or anything. But if you did go on location, it was fine.
Mm.
I think there's other things to think about besides how many bakers there are or shops or... Yeah.
Yeah, but looking back now, I mean, do you think that... So how do you feel about London now, let's put it that way, and versus back then?
Oh, I love London. I've travelled a lot.
Mm.
I really have travelled a lot. I spend a lot of my time travelling and going to different countries, eating different food, people. So warm. Some people, their hospitality is off the wall. It's fantastic. But I love London. I feel comfortable in London. When I was in America, I thought, I've been to New York, California, lived in all over, had relations in America. But I still prefer England. I prefer London still. Comes at tops for me all the time. Yeah.
Are you happy with the changes over the years? Or do you think it was better back then?
Well, that's life, isn't it? For God's sake, you've got to get on the right page, haven't you? Keep up with everything. But I think in London, if you want to take a step back, that's okay as well. You can move at your own speed. It's fabulous. I love London. There's nothing like London. London, yeah.
Excellent. Well, again, I don't know if there's anything else that you wanted to mention, because that's all I can think of myself.
No, I think that's about it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, it's been very nice talking to you, and who knows, in the future we could do it again, but a little bit down the line. But, yes, I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much indeed, especially to say thank you to all the fans and people that have kept loyal after all these years. I'm really appreciative of that. It's fantastic, and thank you. Thank you for their support. Thank you.
Once again, my immense thanks to Diana for all the time she has given me over the past few months. I have, as I mentioned last time, been speaking with a few other people in regards to Minder, one very famous indeed, and a couple of other names you will recall who have some great stories. There may be a slight delay given some travel plans I have for the later summer, but I will be working on the episodes behind the scenes and hope to bring them to you soon, maybe even one before I go. Do remember there's the new Minder podcast website. That's theminderpodcast.co.uk, theminderpodcast.co.uk. And if you want to email the show, it is theminderpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit minder.org. Thanks for listening.